The state drama debate and forensics meet takes over the University of Alaska Anchorage campus for the entire weekend. Nearly 30 schools participate. They send hundreds of kids to compete.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like the Oscars.
Donovan Gurley is a senior at Mount Edgecombe High School. He helped carry his team to a second-place finish in the small school's forensic sweepstakes by reaching the finals with a solo acting piece called Lloyd's Prayer.
Me, I was a preacher, a black preacher, and I did a duo interp, which was a married couple piece, and I did a reader's theater with Doug, which was Piggy Pie, which is a children's story.
It's about just a dysfunctional newscast room, and I play an anchor with a really ditzy female co-anchor.
This is Gurley's teammate, Doug McClenahan.
And we try to watch all of our pieces on a screen, but we don't have video clips of them, so we have to act them out.
Newscast Live also reached the state finals in small schools, as did McClenahan's dramatic interpretation of Flowers for Algernon, which took second. Sitka High senior Jesse Bartels also competed in dramatic interpretation with a piece about Judy Garland. Many students find their way into drama competition with lighter pieces. Bartels says DI offers an actor room to work.
You can either be very sad with it or just plain dramatic. It offers a lot of variety in what you can do with the piece.
Bartels teamed up with Michael Boos to take a state championship in duet acting. Their performance has been honed in monthly regional meets with hours of practice time on top of that. She's earned the right to reflect on what has been a long road to the top.
I remember the first time me and Michael sat down in my house and read over our duet, and that was like months ago, and it's crazy now to think, wow, I'm never going to perform those again, but all's well that ends well, really.
Her partner, Boos, also tackled a solo performance, selecting a piece that he hoped would give him an edge.
So my solo was basically an actor forgetting his lines, which is a hilarious piece. I basically get to stand in front of a judge and just say or which is really handy when you're first learning it, because then if you actually forget a line, you can just say or until you remember it, and it still works with the piece.
Sitka High came in third behind Mount Edgecombe in the forensic sweepstakes, but for the second year in a row won the drama sweepstakes, the debate sweepstakes, and the overall small schools championship. Bartels says it was a chance for the younger performers and speakers from last year's championship team, which won all three sweepstakes and the overall competition, to step out from behind the long shadows of the seniors that dominated the team in 2012. Mount Edgecombe, in the not-too-distant past, dropped DDF, but later reconsidered and restarted the program a few years ago. Donovan Gurley wishes he had gotten into DDF sooner. Just the practice of settling himself may one day be useful if he ever does make it to the Oscars.
Take, like, really deep breaths before you go in. And also, I think, you know, just you have to be prepared mentally, and you can do that with your teammates. And you do, like, little games, like we do games before we go in and stuff, so that... that really helps.
Teammate Doug McClenahan has a similar ritual and the same hard edge.
Play a lot of games and just kind of focus and think about my piece and kind of go over how my piece goes and really just focus in on the fact that I need to win this judge over if I want to do well.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.